Yo, 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 it's Tuesday, and it's Joe. It's the 14th of March, 2017, Los Angeles. Beautiful sunshine. Let me adjust the microphone. I'm talking about healthcare today, but I did bring my guitar. I'm beginning to figure out my theme song. That's a good thing. And we've also got news on the podcast. The audios you've been listening to, I'm calling a podcast, but technically they're not really a podcast unless they're delivered through an RSS feed. Are you following me on all this? One way or the other, we'll make sure you get the links. But we're just about to go official, and it really is a humbling experience trying to make it happen when you're an idiot. All right. I want to talk about healthcare. Yeah, baby, I want my healthcare. I want it today. I want some healthcare, little guitar, and I don't give a shit who pays. Healthcare, yeah, I want it today. The thing about healthcare is it's complicated. Donald Trump was right about that as well. Who knew it was so complicated? Everybody bags on him because everybody says they know it's complicated. No, but I'm telling you right now, no, it's really complicated. And there are a number of things I want to talk about. We can't get to it all today. I don't want to bore the crap out of everybody, but let's just talk a little bit about healthcare in general and see where we go, all right? Because we have issues. As you know, the evil Republicans have presented the American Healthcare Act, which would be sort of really a big change for the Affordable Care Act, which President Obama stuck in there, Obamacare and all that. Okay, though, so we got a big switch coming out, right? Let's just talk about it in general. First of all, health insurance and being treated are two different things, correct? The history of health insurance in the United States is interesting to me. Let's talk about that for just a second. If you think about it, I mean, nobody that's listened to this podcast has been around for more than 60-some-odd years, whatever. But if you go back a little bit further beyond that, back to the 30s or the 40s. If you go back to the 20s or 30s and you take a look at the history of health insurance, I'm not sure it was anything at all like it was today. There may have been some plans out there, maybe, maybe not. You know, I wasn't around and I wasn't partying with the Great Gatsby. I'm sure that guy could afford it. But it wasn't about insurance until after World War II. And the interesting thing about it is the reason why you get your health insurance, most Americans, through their employer. See, I don't even, most of them, ever think about that? Like, why do I get my health insurance through my employer? What's it with that? The reason you do is because of the United States government, which after World War II had put price controls on salaries in the United States. I'm not sure why, but there were price controls. So you had the federal government meddling in the private sector. And this is a key factor here when we want to get an overall view of healthcare, because that is our fundamental problem. You have the government on one hand trying to make something be, and on the other hand, you have businesses who have a different kind of an agenda. And the two don't play well together. That's the general theme here. And that's how we ended up getting health insurance through our businesses and the places we work, because of government interference. At the time, they thought it was a great idea. Apparently, they needed to, or felt they needed to, and I'd have to look this up as to why, but they had to regulate the amount of money people could be paid working for other people. This is after World War II. So if you're a business, you're going, oh, okay, I can't pay more than my competitors. So how do I compete to get the best people? And what some genius figured out is that you would offer people benefits. That's why they call it health benefits today, because back in the 40s, some guy was sitting around saying, well, I can't pay you any more money than my competitor can, but I'll offer you some benefits to sweeten the pie. How about health insurance? And the time was right, and people said, you know what, that's cool. And so since the 40s, all companies have ended up offering health insurance. And it kind of worked, too, because you had a pool of people you could offer a company or offer a health insurance company, a pool of your people, a risk pool. So it kind of made sense that way. But what happened was, over the years, it turned into this thing where it became a freaking law. Like, you have to provide health insurance. And so that's basically just the history of how we had health care or health insurance, right? And so what has happened over the last 70 years in the United States is that the majority of people, certainly 90% of the people who work for mid-sized companies or, you know, just established companies, would have a health insurance program offered as benefits because that's just the way everybody did it. Then it turned into a law like you have to. That's mandated now by the feds. If you have a business, you have to offer health insurance. Back in the day, it was, no, look, you know, I need you to work for me all day long, and then here's your money, and I'll get lost. It's not that way. It hasn't been that way for a long time. Now it's like, okay, you're going to work for me all day, and then I'm also going to give you your health insurance, too, as well. Of course, I'm not going to just give it to you. You know all the money I may have paid you? I may have paid you $25 an hour to work, but now, of course, I've got all my bean counters sitting around thinking, well, I have to get this guy health insurance, too. That's going to cost me money. He isn't doing any more work than he otherwise would be doing, but I'm taking on the burden of his health care. So let's see now. Instead of paying that guy $25 an hour, I'll pay him $20 because that $5 an hour, basically, I'm going to put into paying for his health care. And the unintended consequence of that is that the cost has been hidden from most Americans, you know, for 70 years now. The real cost of healthcare, you never see it because it's taken out of your check before you see it, right? Right. And then that's led to, and this is interesting, that's led to people who now feel that going to the doctor, say if you get bronchitis or, you know, you've got the sniffles or, you know, you get the flu thing on the winter and you go in because you're miserable. That's going to cost you, what, $100, $50, $75, $125, $200 max, maybe if they do some tests, maybe $200. People have gotten to the point now where they think they shouldn't even pay for that. And that's weird, too. Because if you're going to have an insurance policy that is going to cover even the small things, then your premiums are going to be sky high, which is, that's very true. That's what's happening. People don't even think they should pay for that. Now, of course, there's an interesting argument about what I just said, against what I just said. The interesting argument is, well, you know, if everybody gets free health care, then they'll go in for preventative checks more often than not, and it'll save us money in the long run. Well, that may or may not be so. It may be so. To what extent that can actually be calibrated, you can get a metric on that, good luck. You know, and then, of course, the people who do this study will have their own political agenda as well. So, you know, whatever. I mean, if this is the Washington Post study, you know, it'll say one thing. And if it's a study from, you know, Breitbart, it'll say something else. But in the meantime, I want some health care. Yeah, I want it today. I want some health care. Who's going to pay? You know, that's the problem. Where's the money going to come from? So what we have now in 2017, after 70 years of most people getting their insurance through their work, and then most people assuming it doesn't cost anything because the price has been hidden, right, and the money they otherwise would have paid you had they not been giving this health care benefit, which they started back in the 40s because the government got involved and said, no, you can't pay people more, so you give them something else of value, which would be health care. And if you could just understand that, we're off on the right foot. Okay, we're off on the right foot. But now you have these insurance companies, all right, these health insurance companies. We have a problem here, and it's the same problem we've had all along. We have the federal government who wants to take care of everybody, right? And I understand that, right, that health care is a right, you know, that everybody should be taken care of. By the way, we do take care of everybody in the United States. It's the issue is who pays and how it happens. If I walk into an emergency room, they can't turn you away. They have to treat you. And somebody has to pay. But the insurance companies are a slightly different deal. They are private enterprises, right? So you have an insurance company who's in business to make money, and they have a risk pool. That's a business. But we have people on the other side of the federal government who say everybody needs to be covered. And if everybody is covered, then it means they're telling the business how to operate, and it may not have anything to do with actually making money on it. And that's not good when you're a business. You understand? You're not in a business to cover everybody. You're in business to make money. And in so doing, you cover people in your risk pool. Do you understand the difference between the two? Because that's key. Before we get into the specifics of Obamacare versus the affordable, the American Health Care Act. That's the ACHC. And that's the thing that Trump and his people are doing. And then you have the Obamacare, which is the ACA. Whatever. See how confusing it is. Just all these acronyms and all this kind of stuff. But if you could just walk away from this first podcast, understanding this simple thing, that when you have a private businesses and you have the government trying to tell them what to do at the same time, you have a big conflict. And oddly enough, we got into it all because you had governmental interference in the private sector. And I'd like to do some study on that and find out what was that all about, those price controls way back in the 40s after apparently just post-World War II. But you've got that going on. So we have these insurance companies now that we claim are private businesses, right? They're in business to make money. Aetna, you know, The Guardian, all these people, Humana, all these big people, United Healthcare, they're in business to make money. And yet, under both healthcare plans, according to Obama and to Trump, they are supposed to act as though we're going to regulate them like public utilities because we know that everybody's got to get treated. We know that, right? Let's be honest about that. This is America. You could be an alien. You could be from the Andromeda Galaxy. You took a left turn somewhere. You ended up on planet Earth. And you come down, you step off the spaceship, you break your ankle. Guess what? We gotta take care of you. And maybe you're pregnant with 15 alien babies. And you know what? We got to educate them too. But I'm getting off on a tangent. But that's the law in this country. We take care of everybody. But we've got insurance companies. We say, hey, you know, you're like a utility now. We get to regulate you. We get to tell you how much you can charge. We get to tell you, oh, you can't deny somebody because of a pre-existing condition. The insurance companies are going, oh, okay. Well, where am I going to make up the money? You're right. There's some lady that comes in and she's like that lady I saw on CNN. She's 60, let's just say slightly overweight. She is being trotted out as one of the victims, and she very well may be between these two healthcare plans now that are being reviewed. And she says she's 60. She's got a bad back. She broke her back 10 years ago. She looks pretty all fat. Okay, she's kind of heavy. She's got diabetes. Okay, well, you know, she's eating a lot, and you got diabetes, got to worry about that. And what was the other malady? She had another one, too. She did something in her back. Oh, she's got a bum knee. And, okay, this is probably some lady that is, you know, that an insurance company would look at and go, you're not a good bet. I mean, if I take you on, if I'm forced to take you on, you've got these pre-existing conditions. I mean, that's expensive. And so they don't want to do it. I think maybe I just want to leave the first podcast on healthcare right there. There's so much to say about it, you know? Because I want my healthcare. I want it today. Oh, healthcare. Oh, who's going to pay? Healthcare, baby. All right, so when you have the feds and you've got the private enterprise, they don't play well together. And on top of that, you have the idea that healthcare is a right, and that you can go to the doctor anytime you want to, and you don't even want to pay. Imagine an insurance policy, say for your automobile, that paid for the price of gas. I want to be insured against that. You know, small purchases like that. How high do you think your premiums would be? Right. So we have a number of issues as Americans when we take a look at healthcare. I want to take them slow and easy because otherwise it's just going to bore the hell out of everybody. You know what I'm talking about, all right? And this is important. I mean, this is better than arguing about, you know, Vladimir Putin all the time. This is good. This actually affects you. All right, it's Joe Crummy, the real podcast coming soon. We're waiting to hear from Apple on when we're going to be updated and all of that. But in the meantime, at least you get to hear me. Follow me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter as Joe Crummy and on Instagram as Crummy Joe.